This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, June 9th. God's word for you today is Shalom, Shalom. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, and it says, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as this? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" You can go through pain and refuse to be sorrowful. I have had experiences where people will try to convince me that I should be sorrowful because of such and such that happened to me. Some would even ask, "Why are you not sorrowful?" And I am like, "I am not sorrowful. I refuse to be sorrowful. Is it by force? If you want to be sorrowful because you are so in love with sorrow, then carry it and go. The point is, sorrow is optional. Bitterness is optional. I choose to remind myself that God is good and God is in control. God is greater than my problems. God is greater than my enemies. God is greater than my critics. And God is using it all for my good. God is greater than your problems. God is greater than your enemies. God is greater than your critics. And God is using it all for your good. Amen. I want you to say this out loud. God is greater than my problems. God is greater than my enemies. God is greater than my critics. And God is using it all for my good. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The seventh mental habit we need to put in place that shatters insecurity, the seventh weapon of self-destruction, is trust that God will never stop loving you. I trust that God will never stop loving me. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39 says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing means nothing. The truth is, you may lose some things in life, but you will never lose the love of your Father. Never. You can try, but you will fail. Once you belong to Jesus, he does not let go of you. Be rooted in God's love and trust that God will never stop loving you, because he will not. The Jews are rooted in God's love, so they know that they are covenant children. We know shalom to mean peace, right? Peace be unto you. But when Jews greet themselves, shalom, shalom, rooted in the love of God, it means nothing broken, nothing missing. Look at yourself and say, shalom, shalom. Regardless of how insecure you feel, regardless of what you think you have lost, regardless of the setback in your life, nothing missing, nothing broken. By the time it is all said and done, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, shalom, shalom will be the story of your life. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The word of God is so good, so powerful. Let us pray. Father, I am sure that nothing can separate me from your love, in Jesus' name. Amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.